This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition, live and in living color, of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are broadcasting across the country and around the world, nationally syndicated by the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And, of course, we are heard by many of our great military men and women stationed wherever they're at overseas listening to us right now. And thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, as well as our 911 dispatchers, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yep, candlestick makers, maintenance and janitorial workers, too, security and construction workers, thank you very much for what you're doing. And those convenience store clerks, because I got yelled at the other night in a polite way for not saying, hey, don't forget us. And that's and we're counting you in there, too. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, we're joined by Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
And before we went to break, we were talking about a little sustaining subject here, and let's continue on the trend of thought.
On Jason Leopold.
Right, and BuzzFeed.
So where we are with this is that never, but really never, does Robert Mueller's team come out and say anything about what's sitting out there in media. But oddly enough, this one apparently was so disturbing that they had to come out with a written statement. Now, Mark Levin goes, well, he's still mad because he says, you know, the Mueller team left us with this all day long and before they were going to do anything. Well, I would argue they probably had to go through, you know, some records and whatnot to see what testimonies and emails and documents would have supported the BuzzFeed article, which, by the way, in the body of the BuzzFeed article, it says that the two authors of the BuzzFeed article never saw any of the evidence.
Yeah.
They were just told by two officials, unnamed officials. So here's where we are with it. Crazy.
Well, I'm going to, much as I hate to, but I got to get 30 seconds of this in. Here's 30 seconds of the ladies on The View, and this is Anna Navarro, one of the most, I don't know what she is anymore, but she certainly isn't what she used to be. But listen to this.
This is what we had known, what we've known already. We knew already that Cohen had lied to Congress.
Right.
That's something that we've already known.
He pled guilty.
He pled guilty to that. We know he is testifying February 7th in front of Congress. Mm-hmm. We know Congress and those hearings are now going to be conducted by Democrats who are going to ask him about this. So we're going to know one of two things. Mm-hmm. Either BuzzFeed is going to have egg on their face, or we're going to know if the President of the United States committed a federal felony, and at that point we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
Now, this went on all day long on all the alphabet
soup networks.
Right.
She was right in that statement. Either BuzzFeed's going to have a lot of egg on their face, or, so I got to give her, you know, some credit, because if they were taking the words of the BuzzFeed article literally, you know, with what they were implying, then they wouldn't have said BuzzFeed would have possibly egg on their face.
Well, she had more to say after that. I haven't got enough time to play because it goes on for 3 minutes, and she really got into it and threw a whole bunch of extra stuff in there just to add for good measure. But she has an agenda, and we all know what it is, and it's another reason why. And by the way, she has kind of been, I won't say the word barred, but she's not exactly welcome around a lot of circles she used to hang in.
Okay.
Just what
I mean, I don't have any use for her either. She was the one the other day was filing her fingernails while they were talking, I think, about the angel families.
Yeah, exactly. And that was very, you know, I mean, never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be nice. Let's go to what the president may be doing today. He's going to be giving a speech, I believe, from the Oval Office at 3 p.m. About the border and possibly some national security stuff. What say you?
I have no idea what he's going to say, but I do not believe in my heart of hearts that he's going to declare it a national security matter.
No, I do not believe that's going to happen either. I think we may hear a little bit more about what the military may be doing. We do know that he doesn't need an act of Congress to use the military to go back in there and repair sections of the barrier that's there, which he has material to do. I believe it's some 350 miles was authorized. They might start doing that. As far as anything else, I don't know. I've had people say, well, is he going to close the border? Is he going to close the border? I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah. Now, moving right along, we had the attackers in Nairobi. Apparently, they weren't identified except by countries. And one of the people that was arrested, six of them, they believe, one of them was a Canadian. That's all we know. So I don't know what we can assume by that.
I don't either.
But isn't that something that they tell us, well, we got five people plus this Canadian? So,
but we can't identify him. Well, yeah, you can. Yeah. You just told us he was a Canadian.
Yeah, and probably my thought is what they're doing is there's something going on in Canada, so they don't want to open their mouth and say much of anything, but it is what it is. Oh, by the way, Newt Gingrich made an interesting comment. BuzzFeed is the equivalent of those tabloids you buy at the grocery store checkout counter.
Okay.
Yep. And this, who's Cormier? Was he one of the reporters?
No.
All right. BuzzFeed's Cormier says my story was 100% verified. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more of Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we're going to talk about an article that Denise wrote yesterday and tell you about it. And it's got to do with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Boy Schumer. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969. 8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Yes, yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
you'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Looking for term life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost around $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or BigLou.com. For affordable term life, visit BigLou.com.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
What are the zoning laws for religious organizations? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
In regard to a religious parochial Christian high school and elementary school that we're building on Long Island, and our local town zoning committee is telling us that we have to give them a setback of 30 to 40 feet around the entire property because that's what's required in order to get an approval. And the public schools are allowed to build right to their property line. Is the town requiring us to give a 30-foot setback around the entire property actually legal?
To require your private school, a private Christian school, to comply with the zoning law that the public schools don't comply with is wrong. That's a targeted discrimination, and the Religious Land Use Protection Act really does go a long way in addressing that issue. So we need to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice right away and get you some direct help on this.
Get involved. Find out how at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association, where you can have the knowledge and the wherewithal of knowing that you'll have someone to help you out if you get involved in defending yourself, because the last person standing is the first person the police will look at in the event you have to defend yourself by whatever means that you have to use. So I want you to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA link that's right there. Sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway. There's a free gun every day given away by the USCCA. And should you become a member, you will be involved in getting $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that gives you all kinds of coupons and savings and discounts on everything from ammunition to guns to all related equipment. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo and take it from there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we were just talking off air a little bit more about BuzzFeed, and you stumbled onto something.
That Cormier, I got that wrong. Cormier and was with Leopold in the BuzzFeed article. And Cormier is actually denying that Cohen was the source of the story. So obviously they're pointing to other people that were the source of the story. So they're actually, and by virtue of their Twitter response last night or late yesterday evening, they are disputing even the Mueller team, saying that, no. So, but Jason Leopold himself, he's got a very checkered past. Interestingly enough, he wrote a bad piece about Enron going back to 2002 that was had a whole bunch of inaccuracies and misrepresentations. And then apparently he wrote a book where he said that he had engaged in lying, cheating, and backstabbing in his life. He battled mental illness and struggled with substance abuse. He admits that in an article that he wrote in 2005 for the Washington Post. And then he went out on a limb and said that Karl Rove was the one that who had outed Valerie Plame and that whole thing. That mm-hmm. turned out to be false.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is... Now, Vice News hired him in 2014, and then in 2017 he was hired by BuzzFeed. And what they're talking about, the Trump Moscow project, was I remember this one just a couple of weeks ago, where in order to get the Moscow project underway, they were going to give a $50 million penthouse condo to Putin as a gift.
Yep.
Oh,
I remember that too.
So.
Now, you were busy yesterday. You decided to tell the world about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and why they were against the wall. So why are they against the wall?
Well, interestingly enough, they're against Trump's wall. They want their own version, which they keep talking about. They don't want a concrete wall. They want, you know, some kind of a virtual wall,
yeah,
a
fence,
digital wall,
mm-hmm. yep.
A stealth wall.
Yep.
Well, why? Because who? The Silicon Valley is represented, they've got their fingers on all kinds of California politicians, the least of which is Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, herein lies where this whole thing is going. I haven't been able to get to it yet, but one particular company called Quan Energy Systems.
Okay.
They are part and parcel of one of those that does the driverless cars.
Yes.
Well, seems that they are putting out major solutions to the virtual wall, the digital wall, the stealth wall, and so forth and so on. And if you even look at their Twitter feed, it's like, hey, look at this, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. So you've got these politicians that are very ingratiated with Silicon Valley, and Quan Energy is not the only one. There's a couple others in Silicon Valley that are offering up facial recognition, digital images, identifying people with a company called Cogniac. Then there's those that do artificial intelligence. Well, who do you think they're all, Pelosi and all the rest of them are ingratiating them with? Silicon Valley. Why? Because that's where all the money is.
Now, my question is, this Quan Energy Systems, are they a publicly traded company?
No, not yet.
But they will be.
Therein lies why, because there's an IPO that's coming up.
Okay.
You see where that's all going?
Yep, we're going to make some money here, and of course they get paid. They can make money on what they know, unlike the rest of us. If we have insider information, we're going to get fined by the SEC and everybody else, but these people can make whatever amount of money they can make based on the information they know, so that's what they're doing.
That's right. Now, Pelosi and the rest of them, but particularly Pelosi, because I found this, going back as far as 2008, and Obama did the same thing, because that's where the money is.
Yep.
They wanted the Silicon Valley to get involved in biometric research, investment in health, electronic health records, preventative care, medical care, innovations in the green technology. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Need to say any more on that one. I decided to go start poking around Silicon Valley, Kamala Harris.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, she was a former attorney general in California, so she would know the ins and outs of all that. Yeah, well.
Yeah, and so you got this guy who's the president or CEO or whatever he is, of Quan Energy. Mm-hmm. What does he say? The concrete walls are an eyesore. And what do? They intrude on the environmental landscape and they impede the free movement of wildlife. Do we need to say anymore?
Right. Here we go. By the way, Steve in Thailand, let's see here if I can get to this real quick. Steve in Thailand says, you're going to love this. Let's see. Where is this? Virtual wall. They are out of their minds. That might help know when people are crossing, but it won't stop them, Steve in Thailand.
Well, look, I'm all for advanced technology, and there might be a few, you know, several miles or various locations along that border where that kind of thing does work.
Right.
I mean,
well, we have the wetlands along the Arizona-California line where they can't build much of anything because it is, in fact, wetlands. So they'd have to be, you know, flying drones or whatever.
Or having a virtual wall. I mean,
right.
I get
mm-hmm.
it. Now, this company, by the way, is actually doing a pilot program where? On the border of Pakistan and India, another two countries that hate each other.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is just so ripe. And, of course, Nancy's...
Oh, but here's the other thing. There's this other company
mm-hmm.
called Anduril.
Mm-hmm.
And the founder of Anduril, his name is Palmer Luckey.
Mm-hmm.
When he did his company, who did he sell it to? Facebook for $1 million, $2 billion.
Oh, wow. So now they're into it.
Yeah, because that company was doing what you would necessarily call virtual reality.
And by the way, there's a report from the, since you mentioned Facebook and since it's right in front of me, there's a report from the Washington Post that the U.S. may in fact fine Facebook a big amount of money for their privacy violations.
In the meantime, how do you like this one? The Border Patrol just a couple of days ago arrested six fellas, five.
Uh-huh.
One of them, interestingly enough, had an Interpol red notice on him from Finland for alleged sexual abuse of a child and rape. He's from Finland.
Good God. Okay, and yeah, these are the people from Guatemala. They're let them in. Mm-hmm, sure, right. And we're not vetting, you know, the people that get in, that sneak in, they're not vetted. We have no idea who in the hell is coming in this country. We sold
them. Well, I mean, poor Steve Harrigan. I watch him all the time because he goes to the stupidest places. He asks these assignments, but he's traveling with these people.
Yeah, he's alone. I saw him, yeah.
And they virtually have no money. None. Zero.
Right.
Zero. And no ID. They have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing.
Which leads you to wonder, you know, who are these people? Who really are these people? All right, well, here comes the music in my ear. I'm going to let you go. I'll see you later.
Okay.
today when I come up here, but we'll talk Monday morning again.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll guarantee you just heard something about Chucky Boy and Nancy about their money investment that they're expecting to make here. And why they don't want the Donald Trump version of the wall, because they got an opportunity to make a lot of money with a company in the Silicon Valley. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Trump and Democrats in Congress remain far apart over the president's insistence on funding for a wall along the Mexican border. Federal officials plan to ease restrictions on flying drones over crowds and at night.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says her agency will propose letting some drone operators do those things without a special waiver from current rules. For example, waivers for night flights wouldn't be needed for operators who go through special training and put anti-collision lighting on their drones. Chao says she knows that some people fear that drones create safety and privacy issues, but she says the Transportation Department's actions will help develop the safe testing and use of drones.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Colombia called on Cuba to arrest 10 National Liberation Army commanders currently in Havana for stalled peace talks after a car bombing blamed on the leftist rebels killed 21 people and injured dozens of people at a police academy in Bogota. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Americans are talking about the crisis at the border in a way that we've never talked about it before. We're having a conversation about all of this in a way that we never had, and in a way that we never would without the election of Donald Trump, without his impetus, his leadership.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this first edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where if you are in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, or you're looking for a job where you can hit the ground running, making $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more, listen to this message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you the post-9/11 GI Bill. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're looking for work, if you're getting out of the service, or maybe you're graduating from high school, how about that? You can find an opportunity that in 14 months will land you a job on your feet, making all kinds of money and a tremendous opportunity for a future as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, those of you in the military, your post-GI Bill, 9/11 Bill, will cover your education expenses, provided you haven't used them on education before. Because this is an idea that, I'm telling you, the results of this are just astronomical. Many, many of the people that have gone into the National Aviation Academy, some of them who basically all they knew how to fix was maybe a flashlight or a computer, but they took the skills that they had, taught them how to read schematics, taught them how to do things, and turned them into aviation maintenance techs. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You can hit the ground running right off the bat, working for a major airline, major U.S. airline, right here in the United States, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. Because a lot of these airlines are looking for people like tomorrow. And over 90% of the people that graduate from National Aviation Academy, before they even get the diploma that last couple of months, they've already got a job in their hand. Get the diploma and get your certification, and guess what? We will hire you right on the spot. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and schedule a tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Schedule your tour at one of their campuses. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the military found out who has the authority to authorize aircraft and to deauthorize aircraft for use by civilians within the government structure. It is the Commander-in-Chief, President Donald Trump, who notified House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that she would not be allowed to use military aircraft for an upcoming trip to Afghanistan, citing the budget shutdown, and she needed to stay in the United States and the aircraft would not be made available to her. Now, I don't have any problem with this. Some people are saying, well, they leaked, and by the way, the Democrats are going, well, somebody leaked our itinerary and put our security at risk. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Because you never got in the air, now did you? So think about that for a minute. By the way, the president said the United States backs NATO 100% after a report he discussed about, after reporting that he discussed withdrawal. Days after the report that President Donald Trump had repeatedly floated the idea around about pulling the U.S. out of the NATO, the president offered a mixed message in his speech to the Pentagon where he said he backs NATO 100%. Well, obviously. Of course we do. By the way, we're finding out more about that restaurant in Syria where the suicide bombers, the Palace of the Princes restaurant in Manbij, which offered a pleasant place to stop for grilled chicken or french fries, or the locally renowned shawarma sandwich, whatever that is. We had four of our people in there that were killed, along with 10 others, many wounded, when a suicide bomber touched off the bomb right there. Frequented, by the way, by a lot of Americans, so they knew what they were doing, where they were going. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the military for that. Now, the president has been contemplating a massive change in U.S. commitment in Afghanistan as the war there enters a new year. Now, we've heard a lot about Eric Prince, and I'm hearing now that part of what might happen in Syria would be the Kurdish forces that are there, which Turkey can't stand, getting an assistance from some, for lack of better words, mercenaries who are paid professional soldiers from various countries. Now, who runs such a service that could make his people available for that? Eric Prince. Eric Prince is currently involved in other hot spots around the world, and of course he's dying to get his hands on the contract for Afghanistan to go in there and take the place of our military when we start pulling them out, because that's exactly what's going to happen. A private and military force will be put together to work with the Afghanis to do some of the high-tech stuff, like fly the aircraft around and direct fire, if you will. That's something that I see coming. Will it be Eric Prince's group? Possibly. Could be somebody else, but I think the inside track goes to Betsy DeVos's brother. And the endless war that we also seem to have, the one in Somalia, the one in Yemen. Of course, Yemen is mostly Saudi Arabia now, but we're there too. But the Somali army had abandoned the an outpost hours after their sergeant died there. And a Green Beret commander frantically called a senior Somali official and said, "Hey, we've lost lives here. We need somebody to come back here and reinforce and help us," when the Somali army actually backed out of a situation. And Al-Shabaab in Somalia seems to be getting a little bit stronger. That's the Al-Qaeda-backed group there. And they don't seem to be going anywhere. We seem to have a resurgence, if you will, of the Al-Qaeda organization, which we knew was happening. We knew it was coming. But we seem to have a resurgence in Africa, in parts of the Middle East, in Afghanistan, where they've resurged in a couple of areas. They're also in Pakistan. And you probably heard the discussion that Denise and I were having. If not, you can go back and catch it on a podcast about the company that runs the that's testing the virtual wall, if you will, along the Pakistan-India border with facial recognition and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, we're going to have a fascinating conversation coming up in a 4 o'clock hour with Ron Edwards, because he is not aware of what we're going to talk about, so I'm going to hit him cold turkey with some of that stuff. But we'll see how that goes. And then, of course, President Kim and our President Trump are going to have another summit, perhaps in Thailand, which the talks were finalized pretty much yesterday between a high-ranking North Korean official and our people. It looks like in Thailand the end of February. And our friend Steve in Thailand has volunteered to be a host for the president and help in any way that he can. So there you go. And maybe you'll get that chance, Steve. I would get a hold of the embassy right now and see if they could get you involved. But the U.S. peace envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad, arrived in Pakistan, the last leg of the regional tour, aimed at trying to find a negotiated conclusion to Afghan's 17-year war. Well, ain't going to happen, because guess who didn't arrive with him? The Taliban. The Taliban. Can't go it alone. You got to have the other side there to tangle. All right, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America. Third Watch going to take another look at the highways and byways, and we've got a big storm coming across Middle America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find...
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Mike Gallagher is struggling with the new left.
Anderson Cooper last night sat down with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's infuriating to hear this young woman talk about people not paying their fair share.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I promise I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who hasn't paid her fair share? Her.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9. Right before Best Stocks Now at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. Well, I'm here to tell everybody that, well, you might want to listen in my podcast from 117. And I went off on a pretty epic rant about what's coming. Something wicked this way comes. There was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal with all of these Nobel Prize-winning economists, former heads of the Federal Reserve, former Treasury secretaries, all signing on to the latest thing. It's not a carbon tax anymore. It's a carbon dividend. What this is, people, and this is why I highly recommend you listen to my podcast explaining this, it's a sneaky way of putting in a VAT tax in the United States. That's it. They need more money. They do. We're $22 trillion in debt, and they want more. It's just a way of taxing you and trying to make you feel good about it. Watchdog on Wall Street.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And that's our Truckers Highway and Byway music for this hour. By the way, the Truckers Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Tell you all about that in a minute. But right now I'm going to tell you about the weather, because that's what you guys and gals out there trucking across the highways and byways want to know. Well, the upper half of the country, if you're on I-90, if you're on I-94, east of the Mississippi River, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-70, if you're on I-64, the east-west highways, you are going to have an adventure. Now, let me explain. Starting right now in Iowa, around Des Moines, we're now down to snow flurries, but over in the eastern part of Iowa, coming across I-80 into Illinois, coming across into Indiana, into Ohio, into Pennsylvania, and all the way to New York City, you have a winter storm warning for as much as 18 inches of snow between now and midday tomorrow. Now, that continues if you're up on I-90, because the southeastern part of Minnesota, the bottom half of Wisconsin, again, coming across Ohio and Indiana and Illinois, and then going up into that stretch of where the New York Thruway comes across Erie, Pennsylvania, all along Lake Ontario, all along Lake Erie, all across upstate New York, you have got a situation where you've got the lake effect machine kicking in with a major snowstorm, which is going to dump a lot of snow up in there, again, 18 inches or more, in the snow belt areas where the lake effect will be. It goes all the way to Maine, too. So add in that mix as well. And don't forget about the fact that if you're going across, Missouri, if you're going across Kentucky, if you're going across West Virginia, any of those roads, you'll have snow flurries, several inches, but not the big heavy snow that'll be to the north of you up on I-70. Up on I-80, up on I-90, 94, all across New England. It's going to be a bad weekend for travel. Now, we do have some weather moving across. There's rain. There's freezing rain in the mix along the Mississippi Valley, western part of Tennessee, northern part of Louisiana, Arkansas, eastern part of Arkansas. There are some thunderstorm warnings and watches, possibility for some isolated tornadoes in that area. We do have fog in the area right there around Atlanta, I-20, all the way across the state. Fog conditions there from Macon to about Kennesaw, Georgia. You've got fog on I-75. And then going out west, just for good measure, Denver west, I-70 over the top into Utah. Utah, I-15 north and south out of Salt Lake and south to Salt Lake. Snow in all the mountainous areas. That snow also goes up I-25 towards Cheyenne, Wyoming. We've got windy conditions across I-80 tonight. Possibility of snow over the weekend exists there. If you're in Boise, if you're traveling up I-84, if you're going into Oregon, going down Cabbage, you're going to have snow there, so be careful. If you're east of Seattle on I-90, you're going to have snow there, so be careful. And rain in the northern part of California, southern part of Oregon, fog in the valleys there, and also over in the mountainous areas on the California Sierra Nevada line with Nevada, you've got some snow flurries continuing there. Now, before I get to my caller that's on the line, we have got to tell you about Moss Family Automotive with their four dealerships, because you've got Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa now. You've got Moss Nissan, of course, in Crystal River, Newport Richey. And then you've got the Moss Family Automotive location, Moss Wholesale to the Public, and Home Assassin Springs, where you can buy everything from a certified pre-owned vehicle to a motorhome. Might find a boat there, might find an ATV. Heck, might find some motorcycles there. Never know. It's whatever the people trade in. So that's Moss Family Automotive. Google them and tell them the captain sent you to save an extra $500 on the best deal you can make. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning, Captain. This is Catwoman. How are you doing this morning?
And where are you guys?
In Arkansas. That's just telling you about the weather.
Okay. Are you getting snow down there?
No, actually, we're in the middle of a heavy thunderstorm. We have lightning, ground lightning. I've had some hail, downpour, with some winds with it. we didn't take our reset at home. We grabbed our trade on the left because we're supposed to get 8 to 12 inches up there around Fort Wayne area. So we
or
came
more,
down here.
Or more.
Yeah,
or more.
Yes, or more. And we're not going to stop until we get to our reservation over there in Mount Vernon, Texas, because today the temperature is going to drop 30 degrees. And
yeah, and there's snow
in the lower 30s.
There's snow in the western part of Arkansas right now going over into Oklahoma along I-40, so it's coming your way.
Yes, they're saying there's ice here, that there's a good chance of ice, depends on where that cold front drops. So we decided to go ahead and beat feet and get as far west and south as we can and then get stopped and then, you know, take off after our reset.
And other than some rain, a little bit of rain, I don't know if it'll be freezing, but other than that, going down Texas towards Laredo, it looks like you'll have windy conditions.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, the wind's kicked up here pretty good. And like I said, then really good-sized thunder and lightning storms. Blew out part of the power there over in Little Rock.
Yeah.
There's a dark area over there, so they had a lot of ground lightning coming down. We still do over here, so.
That's always fun when you're at the fuel pumps, isn't it?
Oh, yes. the drivers are coming. They might want to check. And there is a lot of ponding water on the road. There has been cars, you know, and that little fishtail going on. So just be careful out there, everybody.
We appreciate your road report, and thank you very much, and you guys drive safe.
Thank you, and have a good morning.
Yes, I will. Okay, and that's Catwoman and Road Dog. And, of course, they're headed down to Texas. They're going to head to where they're going to camp out at Mount Vernon in Texas, and it looks like they got good weather going that way, fortunately. Now, I want to remind everybody of something. You heard me talking about this week about the Heart for Lebanon group, and the Heart for Lebanon group is nearing the end of their campaign, and what they do is they provide food packets, schooling, and most importantly, the gospel to the children that are the victims of ISIS that flee from Syria and then head to Lebanon where these refugee camps are. And Heart for Lebanon has taken on the challenge of trying to school these young children, teach them a little bit about God, as well as give them food, and to put them on the right path as they prepare to return home, not filled with terrorist ideas, but filled with the thoughts that God does to help them out. And your one-time gift of $98 puts all of that on the path. Every $98 that they get gives them another day to help out these kids. And they have operators that are standing by right now at 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190, where when you give today, you help provide education, food packets, and most of all, a chance for children victimized by ISIS to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, which gives them some spirit, lifts up their thoughts because they're coming from some real dire circumstances. And I know a lot of you that served in Vietnam, you know where I'm going with this. We used to see the kids out of the orphanage that would be out there begging on the streets. Same sort of scenario here. So give them a call at 877-873-0190, 877-873-0190, and help them out because all they need is a little push in the right direction and everything will be fine. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. Coming up, Ron Edwards after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662.